Kale and Company weekday mornings, 6 till 10.
These are hot items, by
the way.
Give them away. I'm getting emails from family and friends. I'm like, hey, can you give me it? I'm like, no. You know, 1210WPHD.com.
Yeah.
Nobody rides for free, people.
There
come
you
on.
Go.
Uh-oh.
Come on.
Yes, myself.
1210WPHD.com.
Mm-hmm. Dawn, Dom, Rich, by the way, Zioli's kid. What a cute kid.
Patrick, oh my gosh.
I'm trying to get him on today at 9:30 to talk about...
That was precious.
You're getting Patrick on, right?
Yeah.
I don't want to talk to Rich. Yeah. I want to talk to Patrick.
100%.
Okay.
Yeah. They look like, I mean, all dressed up in the suit, just like daddy. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Adorable picture. So nice work out of Zioli with that one. 855-839-1210, the phone number. All right. We got a couple of stories that I want to get to. Axios, the New York Times, Politico, and The Hill, all with these stories about the image makeover and this rehab effort by the Democrat Party to embrace dark and edgy and, you know, reach out to all of the people that they labeled over the last 4, 5, 8, 9, 10 years, because now they realize, oh, disrespecting half of the country usually leads to an election loss. We'll get to that, because I don't think it's the message. I think it's those that are sending the message, which is the problem. And we'll hit on that coming up shortly. But let's get to the news. Round number two here at 7:06, the great Dawn Stensland.
Good morning, Kale and Company. News live this morning, Tuesday morning, April the 29th. We are sponsored by Kitchen Magic this morning. So much to talk about. But since you had Willie Nelson's tribute for his birthday tribute on the road again, unfortunately, you're stuck on the road again this morning after a fiery crash leaves multiple people injured, blocking lanes on the New Jersey Turnpike for hours this morning. Three vehicle accident on the northbound lanes north of Interchange 3. And so this was first reported in the wee hours of this morning. It looks like within the past hour, they have one lane getting by, but it's a hot mess.
And which area is that, did you say?
So this is the New Jersey Turnpike northbound. North of Interchange 3.
All right.
So, looks like left lane shoulder still blocked, but they were able to get multiple people to the hospital. At least two of the cars involved actually caught fire.
Oh, God.
Unfortunately.
Brutal.
So,
Aye.
I know. I'm sorry if you're stuck in that.
Yeah.
Speaking of fires in New Jersey, we have the New Jersey wildfire that we talked about all last week. 75% contained. The 19-year-old man accused of setting that fire and leaving pallets burning and not putting it out is expected in court today. Just headlining that one for you.
Firing squad.
By the way, I got flagged on Twitter for saying firing squad.
Yeah. Yes, violent speech.
Violent speech. I was like, wow.
Yeah.
Look at your brand manager getting flagged on Twitter.
You're going to be called into HR.
I should be.
Yes.
I should be.
Shame.
Yeah.
Corporate suits are going to be up your keister.
You know what's funny is I never understood why some Twitter handles don't, like, when they say, like, murder or something like that, they black out, like, two or three of the letters so the entire word isn't there.
Yep.
And now I know why.
Yeah.
Kind of put a little asterisk or something.
Yeah. Or just stay off Twitter.
Not everything
needs to be on Twitter. Which is what I should do.
Yeah.
Yes, I refuse to call it X. It's a stupid name.
It is.
It's a wild night in Philadelphia with ultimately a carjacking suspect shot and killed. And he's dead after Philadelphia police, after he led police locally on a wild chase. This happened in Northeast Philadelphia late last night. This driver in a gray sedan being chased by police along the Roosevelt Boulevard. And it was at least 5 miles long, that chase. So a lot of chopper video with local news stations tracking that one. You could, at one point, the most dramatic point, I believe, was when you could see the suspect traveling at a very high rate of speed against the traffic on the boulevard. And police saying, thank goodness, you know, nobody hit head on or anything of that nature. But at the end of the day, the guy gets out of the vehicle and opens fire on officers returning fire. That's the latest word from police. Of course, all of this, as standard operating procedure goes, they have to, they're investigating.
Got to examine the body cam footage, perhaps. see what's going on there.
Body cam video. We know that, and I know Commissioner Bethel held, you know, spoke about it, but said it started with a carjacking.
Okay.
So this was a carjacking suspect. So we don't have the, we only know that he's 32 years old. I don't have an ID on him.
Okay.
But that he's 32 years old, accused of carjacking somebody. So was he, you know, the questions. Did he have a long rap sheet? Was he a career criminal? Was he in this country legally? Many questions.
I'm going to say first time offender. He just woke up one day and said, you know what? I'm going to go for it all today. I'm going to swipe the vehicle. I'll go the wrong way and then I'll have a shootout with police.
Jeez. Another night in Philadelphia.
There you go.
We have the arrest following up on this guy accused who was captured on surveillance camera. And this was a disturbing incident of a woman being attacked in the early morning hours as she walked out of her apartment complex. This is Montgomery County, Pennsylvania, in a very quiet, nice neighborhood, walking out as she often does to go to work. And it looked like this guy was waiting for her, a targeted attack. Well, now we know the identity of this guy, 36-year-old Raymond Bautista, Allentown, Pennsylvania, charged with aggravated assault of the woman as well as aggravated assault of an unborn child, reckless endangerment charges as well. So in this one, we now learn that lady who you see in its disturbing video, mm-hmm. who's being beaten, knocked to the ground, is pregnant. I don't know how many months she was along. But we know that she, and we really didn't get much of a condition update on her.
Yeah, and now that we know that she was pregnant, mm-hmm. And we saw the video last week when we played it, I mean, I think it's fair to pontificate that he was trying to not only hurt the mom, but probably kill the unborn baby.
Yeah, that was my initial thought, too, when Dawn reported that at 6.
Yeah.
Obviously, we don't know any of the motive. Just speculating, but yes, that was my first thought, was that this was some sort of person who didn't want a child.
Yes. Yeah.
Again, don't know.
No.
Just speculating.
Just connecting dots, that's all. Yep.
So we don't, you know, obviously we don't have the identity of the victim, only that she's pregnant, she's still recovering from that attack, and that Bautista, the suspect, is in custody. Police are asking anybody if you have more information that they want to hear from you. So we have all of that going on. Of course, we started out the morning here with the so-called cold open of President Trump welcoming our Eagles.
Can you, Phil, can you play him saying fly, Eagles, fly?
Big Dom was there. You were right. A lot of front office people.
Yep.
So I want to congratulate once again, and let me just say, fly, Eagles, fly, right?
There's Howie.
That should be a drop.
Yes. Jimmy Kelly, get on that. I need fly, Eagles, fly. Howie's got the shades on. Looks like Howie's got a little scruff going there. Maybe he's going to run for the Democrat primary nominee in 2028.
I think we have Big Dom, too. Cut 14.
Look at Lane Johnson standing out like a big Sasquatch. Big boy.
Recognize the Eagles head of security. You know, this is a guy, they say he loves Trump. This is a guy, and I had Saquon give him a big, beautiful hat last night because I've been hearing about this guy. He likes Trump. His name is Dominic DeSandro, Big Dom, and he's sort of a legend.
He's sort of a legend.
Come here, Dom. Come here.
There he is.
Say look at a that few guy. Words, Dom. I hear this guy's just, come here.
I just like to say thank you. We're honored to be here. Thank you, President Trump, and that's it. Go Birds. Thank you, guys.
None of these guys were comfortable speaking.
No, it's a big moment for them.
Yeah.
By the way, I'm telling you, man, Big Dom looks like one of the offspring of Tom Homan.
Stop.
Might be his kid.
The offspring.
Tom and Dom.
I understand that you guys, you know, want to not, you know, shy away from this, which is fine. But, like, look at the makeup on the stage as opposed to who was not there.
Yeah.
It really was divided on racial lines. Yes, of course. There were African-American players there. I'm not saying that.
Is that Maya Lotta in the right corner?
It looks like him, yeah.
Yeah, who's the little kid next to him? Is that Blankenship? Who is that?
I don't know. Standing right next to Sirianni.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Sirianni and who else walked out as the first two together? Oh, I had the rundown, but Sirianni was one of the first one. I think there's no doubt he's a Trump guy.
Do you think?
Oh, there's no question.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
And then didn't Lane Johnson, they gave him a 47 jersey,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah, let's see.
And by the way, Lane Johnson, who's a spokesperson for Travis Manion Foundation, still found a way to get to the White House, Jalen. No scheduling conflict for Lane Johnson. Could have been golfing with me yesterday at Union League.
Uh-huh. 16th. Oh, yeah. Yeah, Robinson. This is where they give him the...
Oh, that's great. Thank you. Wow.
Boy, Lane Johnson's a big guy. My lord.
Trump's holding up to him, though. Yeah. Not yet. Only 2 inches shorter. Trump 47, yep. Don't drop anything. Here we go. Boy, Lane's got the beard going right
yeah.
now.
Yeah. Trump 47.
Yep.
Pretty cool. This thing's heavy.
There's Cooper to Gene, probably getting prank phone called. Oh, well, we are the champions.
Yeah. Yeah. I said this at 6:02. If it wasn't for the practice squad in front office, that would have been a pretty empty stage.
Been nine that's, people.
That's all I'm saying, guys.
Lane Johnson in all black.
Yeah.
That's Lane going dark MAGA for you, by the way.
Yeah. Trump also took a shot at Taylor Swift.
Did he really?
Yeah, yeah, cut 15.
Oh, boy.
Which I was there. I watched in person.
The Super Bowl.
Maybe. I was there along with Taylor Swift. How did that work out? How did that one work out?
Whoa, the Eagles. Oh, the Swifties are taking out their social media pitchforks today. Orange man, bad.
Although he did have some nice things to say about Jalen.
Oh, he did?
Even though Jalen wasn't there.
Yes.
Okay.
That's nice.
19.
See here, clip 19. Jalen Hurts, Trump, speaking about Jaden.
Complimenting Saquon's historic season was an incredible year from star quarterback Jalen Hurts, and he had a great season and a great game. Finished with 32 touchdowns in the year, turning in one stellar performance after another. Terrific guy and a terrific player. On defense, the Eagles finished the regular season with the fewest yards allowed per game, thanks in large part to talented young stars like safety Reed Blankenship. Where's Reed?
I mean, no question Reed Blankenship was going to be there.
Part of the defense, Reed Blankenship.
Yeah, no question he was going to be there.
Probably the worst.
I don't have a lot to say, but go Birds, even in D.C. So.
Probably the worst player on the defense.
Stop. But one of the stars
and on defense, the Eagles finished is really legendary because I think probably it's been one of the greatest finishes in football history. In week 11 against Washington, Reed had 10 tackles overall and an interception in the fourth quarter to seal the win. That was a big one. That was a rough game for the opposing team. That's one of those that you don't sleep very well, but you guys came back and you did an incredible job just to get through. The Eagles ended the regular season at 14-3 with only three playoff games standing in the way of the Super Bowl in New Orleans. After beating the Green Bay Packers in the first game, the Eagles won a close one against the Los Angeles Rams, all good games. Then in the NFC Championship game against Washington, Saquon took his very first handoff for a 60-yard touchdown and then added another touchdown minutes later. And, you know, Saquon's a good golfer, but he's a much better football player, in case you had any thoughts of doing something else, Saquon.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
There you go.
You can imagine Trump. I love how he said it. Reed Blankenship had 10 tackles, one forced fumble, and the victory. You know what they should do? They should bring Trump down the hall and let him do an update and tell Rhea to sit one out for a morning.
He was really good. Trump was really good yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
He's great. He's great in these settings, these situations.
And is he as good as Ivanka? She was having a big day. She made quite the splash.
You have to ask Eli Ricks, because Eli Ricks, another no-namer for the Eagles, is all about Ivanka.
So So I guess Ivanka, I was looking back, she and Saquon Barkley had struck up a friendship.
Yes.
Previous to this.
She's the reason Saquon was at the White House yesterday.
All about business.
Sunday, yeah.
Yep. That they've attended conferences together. And then she was showing her son, Theo, you know, with, you know, they were at the Rose Garden. And so I think you're right, Greg.
And I think Ivanka, when she was with the Eagles, was saying something to this effect.
Jump on me. Go for it.
Stop.
That's what we do here.
Stop.
Yes. And then Eli Ricks was
never.
Like,
we want to hit that hard.
Stop.
Yeah.
That's a sin. No, but I think Greg's right. I think that's part of that. You know, with Ivanka was the business relationship that she struck up with Saquon Barkley.
Yep.
Smart. Unlike, what's his face? What's the dope who's out of work who's, like, dogging Saquon?
Les Bowen? Oh.
What a loser. Was that loser at the Biggity Big business conference a month ago? I don't think so.
Yeah, take that, Les. Write that column.
He is the lesser.
Yeah.
His name is even Les.
Yes.
Ha! We have Kitchen Magic as our sponsor. Make the magic happen with Kitchen Magic. Of course, their experts are going to guide you every step of the way, from in-home design consultation, which is awesome, to top-notch installation. Right now, enjoy 40% off installation, 40% off the cost of installation. Yes. Visit kitchenmagic.com today. 82 degrees. Phillies tonight, Kale & Company News Live.
All right, Dawn, thank you very much. Coming up next, Democrats eyeing the manosphere. What does that mean? We'll give you the details on the other side. Nick, Dawn, and Greg, it's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. But first, a word about our friends at Piazza Auto Group. The all-new 2025 Acura ADX is now available. It's Acura's latest addition to their precision-crafted lineup. This premium compact SUV, it is a breakthrough in design, performance, and innovation. Comes with a turbocharged engine, available all-wheel drive system, and cutting-edge technology. The Acura ADX, it is engineered for those who demand more. And best of all, now available at Piazza Acura of Ardmore, Reading, and Westchester, with leases, get this, for as low as $389 per month. Check them out today, PiazzaAcura.com, where you will find all of the details.
This is the Kale & Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD and on the free Odyssey app.
The Democrat Party, and it's the mainstream media, because really they're just an extension of each other. And I've got all these stories here in front of me from Axios and the New York Times and The Hill and Politico. And I just want to go through some of this because I think they're just getting it completely wrong here. Axios with the headline, Democrats eyeing 2028 court the manosphere. They write, ambitious Democrats are increasingly jumping into a universe of podcasts and internet shows that they once shunned. Right-leaning ones geared towards men. Those include Joe Rogan, Theo Von, Lex Fridman, and Andrew Scholz. They go on to write, since November, several potential 2028 Democratic presidential candidates have appeared on these shows, including former Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg, Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro, and California Representative Ro Khanna. Buttigieg, sporting a new beard, joined the Flagrant podcast and its right-leaning comedian hosts for more than 2 hours. Trump was actually on that podcast back in the fall. Earlier in the month of April, Josh Shapiro joined the Men at Work podcast, which describes itself as asking thoughtful, dumb guy questions. In January, Ro Khanna was on the Patrick Bet David podcast, which is hosted by right-wing commentator Patrick Bet David, which has a mix of politics and sports. Trump was on that during the fall. Then the New York Times has this article with the headline, A Progressive Mind and a MAGA Body. It's about a guy named Hassan Piker, who has become a star on Twitch and YouTube for hosting hours-long video streams that cover cultural topics like fitness, gaming, and fashion, as well as his tendency, love, and admiration of socialist politics. They write, like many of the successful internet personalities who appeal to a generation of young men, Mr. Piker, a 33-year-old Twitch and YouTube streamer, is a, quote, bro. He likes weapons, inhales supplements, uses nicotine pouches, and ruminates endlessly on the legacy of LeBron James. But unlike many of his contemporaries, Mr. Piker, a avowed socialist, is just as at ease dressing in French-made drag as he is being on a basketball court. He has over 4.5 million followers on YouTube and Twitch. And he goes on to say, in the most reductive way, masculinity really just is broiled down to confidence. It comes down to confidence. That's what people are talking about when they talk about masculinity. They're talking about confidence. And he goes on to talk about his love of universal healthcare, LGBTQ rights, and he loves to slam the Israeli government and right-wing comedians. And then, lastly, I have this story from The Hill where it says, Democrats embracing the F-bomb. In recent weeks, a number of newly launched Democratic hopefuls for key House and Senate seats have pledged to un-F our country or have urged their party to, quote, drop the excuses and grow an effing spine. So let's talk about this a little bit, because we've seen Pete Buttigieg in his, I don't know, what is he, in his 40s, I'm guessing? No idea. Now all of a sudden he's got the 5 o'clock shadow. He's got the scruffy beard. We've seen Gavin Newsom on with Charlie Kirk. I don't think Charlie Kirk really embraces hardline masculinity. He's kind of a very low-key guy. I don't think he's really alpha-esque. But by the way, and also going back to this New York Times headline, a progressive mind and a MAGA body. What is a MAGA body? Because I'm around a lot of people on a daily basis, whether they're Republican or Democrat. I don't know what a MAGA body looks like. Does anybody in our audience know what a MAGA body looks like?
I think Christy Noem's body?
I think because I read that article over the weekend, and I think it is a, I think what they mean is that Hassan Piker is like a, he's like a gamer.
Yes.
And he's like very popular on YouTube, and mm-hmm. he likes to work out. He likes to shoot guns. Mm-hmm. So they don't really mean his physical body. They mean like what he embodies. You know what I mean? The stuff that typically MAGA embraces as far as, you know, lifting weights and guns.
I could see the Second Amendment thing as far as being somebody that owns a firearm or going to a range and shooting. That's definitely more right than left for sure. But I don't, how many times have we had a New York Times or Atlantic story or Vanity Fair where they've kind of tried to correlate fitness to MAGA? I got news for all of these left-wing publications. Come out to, where were we for Inauguration Day in Bucks County? The Newtown Athletic Center?
Yep.
The NAC?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I didn't see many people that looked like they could play in the NFL there. Okay? I saw, this is no disrespect to our audience. This is the truth. I don't think fitness is related to one party over the other. I know plenty of people that are Democrat, that are not Trump supporters, that enjoy going running or going to the gym and working out. I don't equate fitness to MAGA. Where does that come from? I've seen plenty of fat Republicans. I've seen plenty of sloppy MAGA supporters. I don't identify fitness one way to one party whatsoever. I think they're missing the boat here. And when we talk about the message, whether it's cursing, growing a beard, working out, let me go through these names. Again, this is not about the message. It's about the messenger. Does Josh Shapiro scream masculinity to you? Or whatever the left claims masculinity is?
No.
He doesn't seem like a beta male to me, but he doesn't scream alpha male. Gavin Newsom? No. Hakeem Jeffries, Cory Booker? No.
Pete
Buttigieg?
It's not about... Again, it's not about... Trump doesn't scream masculinity. Look at him.
No, he doesn't.
So it's not about their physical appearance.
Okay.
Or if they're athletes or not. It's about, you know, what they represent. And they represent, you know, a lot of people feel like, you know, the guy who works out in the gym and, you know, is really concerned about, you know, bulking up and everything is probably on one side of the aisle. It's not,
I disagree with that. MAGA is more interested in bulking up than the left. I totally disagree with that. What evidence is out there that shows you that?
You call liberals soy boys all the time.
Well, yeah, the politicians, the faces of the party, not the 50% of the country that is left of center. I don't ridicule those people. I'm talking about Justin Trudeau or Pete Buttigieg, Tim Walz, who looks like he's made out of silly putty, J.B. Pritzker. Yeah. Hey, what did Farish call him? Jelly Belly Pritzker? Let me go through these names.
Yes,
forget about lifting weights. Would you want to have a beer with J.B. Pritzker? Would you like to spend the day on a golf course with Andy Beshear? Would you like to go to an Eagles football game with Gavin Newsom? Do any of these guys ruminate with anything that any male typically likes to do? To me, these guys are all detached from reality. And then I look at the female side of things. AOC, Kamala Harris, Jasmine Crockett, Gretchen Whitmer. Those are probably the four most notable female Democrats right now. Does anybody actually think the third time will be the charm for the Democrats in 2028 if they try to use the female playbook again? It didn't work with Hillary. It didn't work with Kamala. Does AOC, Jasmine Crockett, or Gretchen Whitmer sound like the kind of person that's going to get the ball across the finish line for the Democrats?
No.
Okay.
No, sir. Not at all. I was just enjoying y'all's debate about what it is to be a man, to be masculine.
I guarantee
that was
you,
fun.
I was golfing with Travis Manion Foundation people yesterday in far better shape than me. I'd probably guess 40 to 50% of them were left of center. There's definitely people there that are not supporters of Trump or of the Republican Party. This is why I bring up two other names. Now, I'm going to bring up the name I've brought up before because I'm just so uninspired objectively looking at the Democrat Party. This is why I think Stephen A. Smith will have a shot if he runs. And then I'm going to throw another name out there. This is not my idea. I've seen this floated out by multiple people now. This was thrown out by, what's the guy on the podcast? I'm drawing a blank. George Clooney. Could you see George Clooney running for office? The Democrats have to do something different. And again, I get it. It's not my job to, you know, fix the Democrat Party. But you can give me all these articles about embracing F words, doing podcasts, doing everything that they shunned for 4 years as toxic masculinity. It's the guy that's selling the message. It's not about the message per se. You can't get to the message if you don't have the messenger, right? Like Trump's message was make America great again. It was not his message. It is a Ronald Reagan American exceptionalism message. Dawn, you said it before. Trump didn't start the movement. He answered it. So if there's a movement on the left, who is the guy that emerges to answer it? And if it is embracing F words and masculinity and all the things like podcasts and video games and shooting guns and talking about LeBron James and watching football and drinking beer, I mean, Wes Moore? I don't know that there's a name out there.
Unless it's AOC.
Yeah, it's not AOC. It's not. And it's also not Bernie Sanders. So, I mean, I go through this list here, and I would argue that Shapiro is the guy, but Shapiro's not going to deliver that message. That would be totally out of character for Josh from Abington, who, you know, it's his alias when he calls in to talk sports, which, by the way, apparently he was talking, he gave an NFL draft recap with this sports station down the hall, WIP. I don't see Shapiro breaking his kind of relatively buttoned up approach to all of a sudden grow a beard, start cursing, doing all of these podcasts. And also, if you do that, you become a fraud because we know that's not your MO. That's not your brand. That's not your style. For better or worse, that has always been Donald Trump's style. Donald Trump hasn't changed in 35 or 40 years. When he was on the Charlie Rose show in 1995, whether he was on with Oprah in 1989, whether he was toying and tinkering around with runs in 2011, 2012, 2014, he's always been a guy. I mean, heck, I'll never forget this. Right after 9/11, he had very blunt commentary on the structures of those buildings. So he's always been this, I'm just going to let it rip and I don't care what you think of me. And that was when he was adored or at least loved and liked by Democrats. And was a darling for, you know, networks like NBC and The Apprentice. Now, he had his detractors back then. You know, I mean, we play the clip of Trump on with Larry David, and this was when he was a guest on SNL, and he always had people that were trying to get under his skin and call him this or call him that. But that was all before he became a Republican, so.
I think it's Kentucky Governor, I've said this before, Andy Beshear. He was just yesterday at a ribbon-cutting ceremony for a new facility, you know, a training facility for police. So he's pro-police, pro-military, moderate Democrat from a southern state.
What's his stance on Israel and Hamas?
That
to me is the big question, because you're going to have the vocal side of the Senate and the House, the AOCs of the world, talking about rights in Gaza. That's why I think there's a real conflict with Shapiro. Shapiro was not selected to be Kamala Harris's vice president.
Pennsylvania Passover.
Pennsylvania Passover. He would have outshined her. He had a different stance on Israel, obviously, as a fellow Jew. Same thing here now with people like AOC. They're going to butt heads on that issue, and it probably could derail him. He's probably the best option for the Democrats, and I don't think he aligns with their vision. And if you think about their vision, where have we now been for 5 straight months? They have not ditched the left-wing progressive faction of the party, right? And you say, well, it's a long way from 2028.
They're not going to.
Well, that's my point is, where's the money coming from?
Yeah.
You know where the money's coming from. And that money is coming from people that have left-wing progressive ideology. So that's why I would dismiss Dawn Andy Beshear.
You dismiss him?
They're not going to bankroll him.
I do, too.
They won't bankroll him. That's why I think Cory Booker's doing what he's doing, and Hakeem Jeffries is doing what he's doing. Whoever can be the useful idiot for the Democrat Party's platform will be their nominee.
The Democrats don't believe, let me tell you this, the Democrats don't believe that they lost because Kamala Harris was too progressive. They believe they lost because she wasn't progressive enough. No, because she wasn't progressive enough.
Oh.
I'm telling you, because she took more advice from the Lincoln Project groups and the Nikki Haley wing of the party than she did to the progressive groups. So, and she tried to straddle that. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So no, I don't think that the Democrats see that writing as well. We need to get more back to this, or we need to get back to the center more. They think the opposite.
Yeah, I think the fundraisers, the bankrollers, the financiers of the Democrat Party, they want somebody like AOC. I just don't know that they will run a female for a third time.
But let us not forget that the swamp to the right did not want Trump. Let's not forget that.
That's
and
a good point.
It's what people want, and what people want is not somebody to the far right or the far left. Mm-hmm. So, to me, I do not dismiss Andy Beshear. I mean, he has boasted that he was the one to create, you know, the anti-Semitism task force in Kentucky. He's talked a lot about that. So I would not dismiss him from the standpoint of looking at an election and looking at him running. I think he's out there. I think he would be a popular candidate for them, and I think the people will speak.
Okay. 855-839-1210. I look up at the TV here. Hey, Rachel Campos Duffy's got her husband on Fox and Friends.
Aww.
Sean Patrick. That's just outrageous.
They're so cute together. I love her.
I feel like I'm watching Morning Joe now. I got to change the channel.
Stop.
It's just outrageous.
They're nothing like... What?
I know.
They're nothing like Morning Joe.
I'm sure she's going to hit him with a hard question here. Let's
well, like live. Well, like Lara Trump, she's very objective on Saturday nights on Fox News.
How's that show doing, by the way? Do we have any ratings updates?
I think it's actually doing very well. Because
I can see
she
that.
She gets great guests.
People like propaganda.
Do we have time for a call, or are we going to get to the question?
No.
Let me grab Tony in Pottstown, because the subject says that Greg is right on this.
Thank
one.
You, Tony.
Tony, what is Greg wrong about?
Buenos dias, first of all.
Buenos dias, sir.
Ciao.
No, I was saying how, like, you said that, you know, you started mixing, working out and everything. The left are just looking for a regular guy. And this guy on Twitch, it seems like he brings the whole picture that they believe that is the normal man, that, you know, that is the MAGA guy. Even though everything that you do, it goes down to the individual. It has nothing to do with, you know, with your politics of it. But they're looking for the next guy, and whoever they think that it has a little bit of chance to be that next guy, that next Joe Rogan, they're going to prop him up to be it. So I think Greg was right.
So you think Thank that you. They're looking for somebody that's in that space to be the candidate, or exactly. somebody that exudes those traits?
Well, in order for, like, even if they find a candidate, right, where are they going to take that candidate? They need to find a guy where that candidate can go and expose whatever message, which we know they don't have one, but they need to find a platform so that they can target the youth, you know, like just like Joe Rogan did, just like Trump did, going to all the podcasts.
I think they really need to find, and Tony, thank you so much for the call. Great to hear from you, buddy.
Love you, buddy.
I think they need to find their own Donald Trump. I think they need to go. I think they need to go outside of the swamp.
You've said this a million times. He's a political unicorn. He's never going to be replicated. And the people that try to replicate him fail miserably.
Yeah.
So
on the Republican side,
yes, yes. So if you try and do that as a Democrat, no. Okay. I do agree with you that maybe looking outside of the Democrat, political sphere is not a bad idea for them, mm-hmm. but they're not going to do that. Yeah. They're not.
Ballotpedia, so they have their list. Andy Beshear tops it, but they have public figures: Mark Cuban, Stephen A. Smith, and then they have Democrats who say they would not seek the 28 nod: John Fetterman, Wes Moore.
Yeah, I could see Fetterman not wanting any part of it.
Wes Moore would be that would be a good candidate. He would be a good candidate for the Democrats.
Yeah. He'd probably be a better candidate than Hakeem Jeffries, Cory Booker,
Can you
and
imagine
Squad Dems.
Wes Moore versus J.D. Vance? Wow.
You think that would be interesting?
I do.
I don't know that sells to the fringe consumer out there. I don't know that's super sexy.
Think about the age demos, though. Like, that is a perfect 2028 matchup.
Yeah. Well, yeah, when you look at age, for sure.
What about Harold Ford Jr.,
no.
who you see on the five.
Very common sense Democrat.
They tease him that he's running, right? They do sometimes poke him.
He's a smart guy. Mm-hmm. Very level-headed, much more educated and bright compared to Jessica Tarloff.
Southern gentleman, Tennessee.
Yeah, he's a Tennessee guy, no doubt. All right, we'll come back, get to Greg Stocker's cut sheet on his favorite day of the week because it's a Tuesday, and we'll do that after this. Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
It's Kale and Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
It is time for a Tuesday edition of What's on Greg Stocker's Cut Sheet.
What's on the Cut Sheet?
What's on the Cut Sheet on Tuesday?
By the way, big news that we haven't even mentioned yet.
What's that?
Cut 26, Phil. Mark Carney led Canada's Liberal Party to victory on Monday.
Where did my boy Lapolier go?
They got trounced, man. The apparently this was all a retribution. Like, this was all.
It's our 51st state.
It's all. This is all anti-Trump stuff.
Oh.
Historic election dominated by President Donald Trump's tariffs and trade policy. The rookie politician cemented the Liberals' fourth straight term in government, a rare feat in Canadian politics, while holding back the Conservative Party led by Pierre Poilievre, who lost his seat in the House.
Remember he was chewing that apple and owning that reporter?
Yep.
And that was the highlight of his campaign.
Well, a lot of people said, and I know I saw Sean Farish saying that he lost it once he started going after Trump. I disagree.
I think Canadians are just stupid and voted for more of the same.
I think the Canadians, I think once Justin Trudeau stepped down,
mm-hmm.
Poilievre had no, like, boogeyman. Mm-hmm. So he kind of just, he kind of just floated out there and people were like, eh.
Okay. All right.
Like, everybody loved him when he was going after Trudeau.
Right.
And then Trudeau steps down and he's like, so.
And is the, quote, Carney Liberal Party, is it any different than the Trudeau platform?
No, it's not.
So it's like Chicago, then. It's going from Lori Lightfoot to Brandon Johnson.
Exactly.
You get what you vote for, Canadians, eh?
All right, let's play a little bit of Carney's acceptance speech in Ottawa last night.
America wants our land, our resources, our water, our country.
See?
Never. But these are not. These are not idle threats. President Trump is trying to break us so that America can own us. That will never, ever happen. But we also must recognize the reality that our world has fundamentally changed. There is also, for me, as I stand before you this evening, humility in recognizing that, well, many have chosen to place your trust in me, trust in the Liberal Party. Millions of our fellow citizens preferred a different outcome. And my message to every Canadian is this. No matter where you live, no matter what language you speak, no matter how you voted, I will always do my best to represent everyone who calls Canada home.
That's the best Canada could offer, is that guy right there, Mr. Carney, low-energy Carney. Yeah, he doesn't do much for me.
This idea that Canada was ever going to go, it was just, I don't know. I never bought it from the very beginning.
If you would have asked me to make a prediction how the election plays out or bet on it, I would have bet on the Liberal option. But I just, you know, this is a guy like Trudeau that locked everybody down. Remember the truckers and that boycott, that protest? You think about Canada and this nationalistic pride that all of a sudden has come out after Trump wanted to make Canada the 51st state. I never knew that. I know there's some hardcore Canadians, you know, Ontario, Vancouver, Toronto. Do Canadians love being Canadian? Do they love their country like other people from a country that they emanate from? Like Italians love their heritage. They love their culture. Yet you go through all the different countries. Canada's always just been like, I don't know, like a province to me. It's just beer's meh. Everything's just I got no interest in Canada.
Well, I think they're liberal. I also think Carney is somebody who's well known because he's a private sector guy, banker who led them out of the 2008 banking crisis. So he's a longtime figure in Canada. It's not like he's an outsider who nobody knew of. I just think,
but it does go against the trend that we've seen globally, right? Whether it's Bukele, whether it's Malay, whether it's Trump, whether it's the lady Malone from Italy, we've seen a lot of these populist candidates that have emerged victorious in elections over the last 2 to 4 years. Mm-hmm. So I guess Canada's not picking up on that vibe just yet. Maybe one day they will.
Just kind of going through some of the national stories that we haven't touched on. Did you guys see that there was this massive power blackout in Spain and Portugal?
No.
Really?
No, I don't know. I was golfing yesterday. I didn't worry about the power in another country. I was putting SPF 30 on so I didn't bake.
I'm paying specific attention to Spain and Portugal.
Why?
Dawn's got friends at the embassy.
Yeah, next year, maybe.
Are you going conservative tours over there?
Maybe.
It caused traffic lights, car payments down. The mayor of Madrid is urging residents to keep all movements to an absolute minimum. He says, I ask all residents of Madrid to keep their movements to an absolute minimum, and if at all possible, to remain where they are. We want to keep all roads clear.
So another lockdown shutdown.
This is how it looked. They're not really saying how this happened. Did the power grid go down? Was it terrorism? Nobody really knows, but this was a bunch of people waiting for the train, and this is how it looked. You don't have to roll the audio.
She's just walking down the tracks.
Yep.
Jeez.
So you see the
You
see the power go out. Hang on one second. Let me just look at this. Mobile phone networks are also down throughout the country.
Wow.
Yeah.
Chick with a flashlight.
Yep.
Who's this guy? Oh, here we go. Yeah. Now they're in the complete dark.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How creepy is that?
I know.
As of this morning, power has been restored.
Yeah.
But they're saying the cause of this, some kind of an atmospheric phenomenon.
Oh, it's climate
change.
What
happened?
Wow. That's their excuse.
Well, of course. And also Carney's message. I saw a couple of clips on the news last night. Carney was saying, yes, the goal remains zero carbon net emissions. So,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what about cyber attack?
That's what I was thinking too, but you know.
But that wouldn't surprise me in the least bit.
Yeah.
I mean, we've seen how flimsy our government is. Secret Service, Signal chat apps. Why is it that the hackers are always five steps ahead of the people in cybersecurity for the government that's supposed to be their strong suit?
You are correct.
We're always playing catch up to the bad guys. Ridiculous.
Yeah.
They're saying that it's a phenomenon known as induced atmospheric vibration.
Uh-oh. Maybe that's what that liberal TikTok woman was on when she was spouting
about
induced
atmospheric vibration.
Yeah.
I still swear that she should have been on the hoverboard.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, so this whole thing, just keep your eye on this story. That's all I'm saying. Yeah. You know what I mean? Just keep your eye on this story.
Yeah, well, California is always talking about how sensitive their grid is.
I don't believe anything the politicians over there are saying.
How about that? Limit your movement. If you don't have to go anywhere, don't go anywhere. Well, it's still daylight outside. You can still go outside.
Yeah.
Just because the power's out doesn't mean you can't go live your life in the daylight.
Every once in a while, the government just likes to show who's in control.
Yes, and that you're dependent upon them, which I'm not, and I never will be.
Yep. Every once in a while, they're just like, you know how like with these big storms and you get like typhoons or something like that? Every once in a while, the earth reminds you just how powerful it is.
Mm-hmm.
Wind, rain, fire, water.
Yep. Mother Nature.
Mother Nature is like, yeah, nope, we're in charge here. Just remember that.
Mm-hmm.
The government acts the same way.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
You know, if you got off your devices and got outside and played a little golf, you wouldn't have to worry about power outages, you lazy schlubs.
Let's get to Jelly Belly Pritzker.
Jelly Belly. J.B. Pritzker.
Sean Farish, my buddy.
Where's my board? My board went dead.
There you go.
I'll drop a sir.
Are you having atmospheric vibrations?
J.B. Pritzker yesterday is calling for mass protest, mobilization, and disruption.
Okay.
A lot of people are saying that he's like the you know, there's a lot of new faces of the Democrat Party. He's one of them, by the way. The face of the resistance. He said this, and then we'll play what Stephen Moore said in response to what he said yesterday. Roll this.
In the times upon which history turns. Never before in my life have I called for mass protests.
Uh-oh.
For mobilization.
Uh-oh.
For disruption. But I am now. These Republicans cannot know a moment of peace. They have to understand that we will fight their cruelty with every megaphone and microphone that we have. We must castigate them on the soapbox and then punish them at the ballot box.
Boy, that was clever. Who wrote that?
They must feel in their bones that when we survive this shameful episode of American history with our democracy intact, because we have no alternative but to do just that.
Democracy
that
intact.
We will relegate their portraits to the museum halls reserved for tyrants and traitors.
Tyrants. So we've got democracy, we've got tyranny, all the same verbiage, all the same nonsense. And every time they protest, they sing goofy songs, it's cringe. There's like 13 people. They just loiter around. They're wearing masks, purple hair, odd outfits, sitting and assembling on the steps. How many people were at the White House or on the steps of what we played yesterday?
Like 20.
Yeah, like less than 20 individuals. Nobody knew it was happening. They were just kind of having like a fireside chat.
Yeah, at this point, a lot of the Democrats are just, you know, spitting into the wind.
Yes.
But, you know.
Here's what I would say. And this is if I was a consultant and I was charging $10,000 an hour. Stop resisting the guy that beat you and find a solution and a strategy and a policy and a messenger and a message that can beat him. Because I'll say this right now. If Trump gets the economy right, if the tariff things pay off, if the economy is where he hopes it is a year from now, 2 years from now, 4 years from now, got newsflash for you Democrats. It's not going to matter. He's already been aces for the most part on the border, right? Economy is still wait and see. If he's already hit one out of two. If the second one is a check, it won't matter who you run. And I would actually argue that it might not matter who Republicans run. It could be J.D. Vance. It could be Ron DeSantis. It could be Donald Trump Jr. It could be Donald Trump for a third term. Just throwing names out here, right? If the economy ends up where people are happy, it won't matter for the Democrats. Put that on my tombstone.
Well, I think Pritzker, remember, he's worth $3.7 billion, very wealthy, war chest, huge war chest. Fundraising.
And a belly, too. He's got a chest and a belly.
You know what? I was going to say, I think he's an Ozempic guy. Look at him.
He's built like a
He's lost
chest.
Weight.
He's lost weight.
He's lost weight. When I looked at the video, I was like, oh, let me look at old pictures.
From what, 400?
He's definitely lost. I bet you he's lost 50 pounds since the last time I saw him.
No, he's 223 like Trump is.
But
Pritzker's got to be at least 310.
He is somebody who's, you know, here he's the two-time Illinois Gov. He's in New Hampshire. He thinks he's a contender. You know, he's out there raising money.
Wow.
He wants to run for president.
Yeah. No, I believe he does. Yeah. Yes, I agree with you there.
By the way, I'm getting a lot of some people on the YouTube chat and Fulton Jack emails in and said about what's happening in Spain. What percentage of their power in Spain and Madrid and Portugal is green energy?
Good question.
Was this a failure of
the grid?
The grid from, you know, all reliance
electric
on
electric mandates,
windmills, and everything else.
Yeah,
so
I can see that.
Yeah, just something. Just throwing it out there.
Spain and Portugal are champions of green energy.
There you go.
And we're sourcing over 80% of their electricity from renewables.
Wow!
Just before the outage hit Monday.
Okay. 80%. There's your answer.
80%.
There you go, lefties. This is our future.
Between 71 and 80. Cool. Yeah.
This is our future if we keep with the green crap.
Limited movement, limited freedom.
Yep.
Just by grid design. Reliability.
Let me grab a call. We've got our great donor, Matt in Philadelphia, ponied up a lot of money yesterday for the Travis Manion Foundation to golf. Matt, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, how you doing? We had a great day yesterday. We were just one stroke shy of in the money. It was an unbelievable day for solid athletes. Well, just regular guys. It was a great, great day and a great thing. Talking about ponying up money, though, you got to talk to your producer or your station manager. They got to give you some wham when you go to one of these events. I think we spent more tipping your bartenders than I did to buy the event.
You've got the brand manager and producer right here on the line right next to me if you want to talk to your boy Stalker, which, by the way, you are a big fan of his cut sheet, you told me.
I am a big fan of the cut sheet. Not much of a fan when he gets a little bit too on the other side, just trying to be a contrarian. Over the edge.
Yeah. You know,
okay.
You know.
And hey, the $10 you gave me to save that was your only $10 you had in your pocket.
I know. I forgot cash and my belt yesterday. I was in such a hurry. I was the only golfer out of probably 200 there without his shirt tucked in with a belt. You believe that?
Oh my Lord!
But Matt, the way I was hitting that ball, it didn't matter if I had a belt, right?
No, hey, but your short game and your putting game, it was a great team effort by our crew. Your drives will come around, but yeah, we'll do it again next year.
All right, brother. Thank you for your donation, dude.
Matt, thank you, buddy.
Yeah, right.
There he is, Matt in Philly.
Matt!
By the way, such a touching moment, too. After Ryan Manion spoke and gave a speech, and then Tom Manion did as well, they played the national anthem as they do every year. Everybody just taking their hat off, looking up at Old Glory. Beautiful day. What a sight. Great stuff. And by the way, too, they have a lot of the unfortunate results of our veterans that lost their life overseas on each tee box. And I go up to, this had to be like the 12th hole yesterday, and I see the little poster board, you know, pushed into the ground with a veteran who I'm looking at when he was born, when he died. It was 1983, and then he passed away, I think, in 2011 or 2012. I'm sitting there, I'm doing the math, I'm thinking, 29 years old. Man, what a courageous individual. And then I think about all the little Gen Z snot noses that we talk about on this show, the ones that don't want to pay their student loans.
Yep.
Like, really? You don't want to pay your student loan. You don't have the right work-life balance. You can't go to the gym at 6:30. And yet I'm sitting here watching and playing golf with a bunch of guys that laid it all on the line for punks like you.
Chris Eppolito wants to know if you got the ball through the windmill.
I did. I got a free round and an ice cream cone.
The ball through the windmill.
By the way, going back to the green energy thing, it's definitely green energy for the loss there.
Yo, no question.
Yeah, definitely.
No question.
Definitely.
Not that they're admitting that.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about.
Phenomenal.
Yeah.
Right. Then the grift dries up. The money dries up, of course.
Yep. So, by the way, streaming live on YouTube, youtube.com/@1210WPHT. Please hit the like and subscribe buttons while you're there. Please hit the like and subscribe buttons while you're there. By the way, Rich DeLeo will join us at 9:30.
Okay.
To discuss the White House visit yesterday. Mm-hmm. 9:30, Mr. Zioli will come up.
While you're on this, like, you know, this green energy story and this kick, think about all the failures that they've had in this left-wing administration. Here in America, I'm talking. What was it? 42 million or 42 billion for rural internet access in the South? No homes have been hooked up. And how much money did they spend on the EV charging ports? Was it $7.7 billion? And they created six of them nationwide?
Yep.
It's just a waste. The amount of money that goes into this, and I'd love to know where all the money went, right?
Yep.
Big scam.
Kevin Pools points out that we're like 500-ish subscribers away from 10,000. So I'm asking 500 people right now. Hit. You don't even have to stay there. Just go over to the YouTube and hit the subscribe button, please. It's good for my.
Go over there.
It's good for my mental health, and I know you all care about my mental health.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
You love Greg
and, your allergies.
Thank you. Yeah.
You sound a little nasally tonight.
It's been days now. It's been days now with this.
Poor guy's got a bruised fingernail.
I have, you know, my eyes are all watery. Like it's a horrible, awful time of year.
Is your right eye red?
Yes.
I was going to say, because I can see on YouTube, it looks like you almost have like pink eye in your right eye.
Yeah.
Your left eye looks normal.
Yeah. No, it's just allergies.
Mm. Wow.
Wiping it around.
You haven't shaved?
Yeah, no, it's gross. It's gross. I shouldn't be on camera today.
Have you showered?
Of course.
Okay.
Of course.
But you don't shower every day, though. We've established
that.
No,
that's not true. That is not. How dare you?
I thought you said you don't shower because of your hair. It's not good to shampoo your hair every day.
No, that's
me.
You're not supposed to shampoo.
I don't shampoo my
hair. You're not supposed to shampoo your hair every day. I absolutely shower every day.
Okay.
Showered at 4:10 this morning.
Yeah.
All right.
Speaking of we played a J.B. Pritzker about 10 minutes ago, but a reporter asked Stephen Miller yesterday about his comments, and this is what he said.
Stephen, Illinois Governor Pritzker just called for mass protests and disruption, saying Republicans cannot know peace while Trump's border crossings are down 95% and ICE is locking up 800 criminals. Is Pritzker inciting insurrection, and will DOJ take action?
Well, what I would say is that his comments, if nothing else, clearly could be construed as inciting violence. So President Trump survived two assassination attempts against his life. Of course, there's been many more credible threats against President Trump and his family and associates. We've, of course, seen the spate of left-wing domestic terrorism all across this country. By the way, the destruction of property sits directly adjacent to attacks on humans and physical attacks. So in other words, once you tolerate and once you allow for attacks on property, you're just a step away from people throwing Molotov cocktails into people's homes. And you've even seen some, I think one example of a formerly prominent Washington Post journalist who seemed to be celebrating the murder of a healthcare CEO, right? Health insurance CEO. And that's the point we've reached in this country, where people are engaging in rhetoric and behavior that puts the lives of public servants in danger, puts the lives of conservative Americans in danger. And so that's the first thing I would say. And then, of course, secondly, right, just this war that Democrat governors and mayors are waging against federal law enforcement. I mean, this is nullificationist behavior. This is secessionist behavior. Where this thing, they don't recognize the supremacy of federal law enforcement in terms of protecting the lives and livelihoods of American citizens against a foreign invasion. We've never seen anything like it. And, of course, the result of their conduct is that they're allowing illegal aliens to go free and rape and murder their own citizens. So I can't imagine having a leader in a city or a state
that would privilege the well-being of illegal alien murderers over their own citizens, but that's where we are right now.
And a lot of these instances, they go beyond Republican, too. It's not just assassination attempts against Trump. It's not just destruction of property and threats against Elon Musk. I mean, you mentioned the Molotov cocktail there by Stephen Miller. I mean, that was a person that lit Josh Shapiro's mansion on fire. The left has become, and I know most people on the left are mostly peaceful, but when we see all this political violence, nobody is out of the realm of possibility of being on the receiving end of an attack. What did Josh Shapiro ever do from that deranged guy, Cody Ballmer, to have the governor's mansion lit on fire? That's what they're resorting to. And it's all because there are a select few out there that are already a few sandwiches short of a picnic. They hear it, they hear it, they hear it. It gets hammered into their skull, and eventually they erupt like Mount Vesuvius. They have to stop. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's embarrassing. I can't believe that this is the... And I get it. There's very rare instances, right? But, I mean, think about it. Brett Kavanaugh, Trump once, Trump twice. I mean, God forbid, I knock on wood, I pray it doesn't happen. But would it surprise you between now and 2028 if you got a breaking news alert that Elon Musk was shot at or somebody attempted it? Would you? I would not be shocked at all. I would sit back and tell my wife, hey, somebody tried to kill Elon Musk. My wife would be like, oh my God. I'd be like, I'm not surprised. Yeah. Seriously, I would not be surprised. Would anybody be surprised? I wouldn't.
Nothing surprises us anymore.
No.
Did you notice who kind of photobombed Stephen Miller's shot there?
No.
I believe that was Sean Spicer in the background walking by because he was there yesterday.
Spicy was in the press briefing yesterday, yeah.
Would have been better if Sean Farris photobombed
it. It would have been.
Sure.
Speaking of the press briefing yesterday, let's go to, what cut is this here? Dun, 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 dun. Just talk amongst yourselves.
Discuss.
By the way, Spicer, Dawn, you got to give him a little advice there. He's getting a little baked bean. He's got to put a little SPF 30 on that dome.
We talked yesterday about the, he does. Yeah, yeah, it's very,
he's getting torched.
It's very red.
Yeah.
Did you wear a hat yesterday, Cal?
I did.
Yeah.
I wore SPF 30. I got a little bit of sun on the face, but not a ton.
30?
Yeah.
30's okay.
I put it on right at 1:30, and I never put it on again, and I was good.
That's good. Yeah.
No. You got to reapply, buddy. Reapply. And,
by the time 3:30.
Do at least at 50.
By the time 3:30 comes,
The
UV rays are going down.
I guess.
Yeah, 1 o'clock is like the peak.
We talked a lot about the Shador Sanders thing yesterday. That was brought up in the press briefing because, as we know, the president tweeted about it, or X, or whatever he did, Truth Social about it.
<I'm sorry>. What? Jimmy Kelly in our group text says he put sunblock on with a spackling knife.
He's an albino, in case you didn't know. All right, let's play this.
One more. After the president's Truth Social post, the Browns finally took Shador Sanders. Does the president think he deserves credit for Sanders getting picked? And does he think going to the Browns is better than being undrafted?
Hey, all I will say is the president put out a statement, and a few rounds later, he was drafted. So I think the facts speak for themselves on that one, Peter.
Trump actually posted on Truth Social Friday that the Browns, an NFL team should select Shador Sanders, and nobody listened. Shador Sanders did not get drafted until Saturday in round number 5 out of 7 rounds. And by the way, we did a lot on this yesterday with media and race around this whole Shador Sanders stuff from the draft. I found it interesting. So there were people yesterday that will remain unnamed that I was listening to a little bit when I was driving home. And they were saying that if Shador Sanders, he's got no chance to succeed with the Browns because they always kill their quarterbacks. And every quarterback that gets drafted goes to die there. Yet they were the same ones that were demanding the Browns draft him 5th overall in the first round on Thursday night. So it can't be, you can't have it both ways. You can't say he should have went to the Browns in the first round, 5th overall, and then say he has no shot because you're mad that he got drafted in the 5th round on Saturday. And by the way, for all the people out there, I know our girl Susie Kuhl is a big Browns fan.
Yes.
2 years ago, Joe Flacco in 2023, technically, as Dawn would say, local story, he's from Delaware. Mm-hmm. He was the NFL Comeback Player of the Year for the said Browns that apparently destroy all quarterbacks. So if Shedeur Sanders is as good as people think he is, well, then he should be able to do what 38-year-old Joe Flacco did 2 years ago, right? That's the way it works.
Here's the thing. I can only just say, as a like football mom with teenage boys over the years, those dads who are embarrassing with their sons, who think their son is like the best, and by the way, it always hurts their son. Mm-hmm. But we all, if you have a kid in sports, you know that, especially the football dad. So to have Dion as your dad, I just think that's, to me personally, that's what this whole thing was about.
Nobody wanted
to deal with him.
Nobody wanted the circus.
Right. It's pressure enough.
Especially not from a backup quarterback. Yeah. Can you imagine?
Yeah.
Right.
Yes.
Can you imagine? You have, I mean, say what you will about Jalen Hurts, because I know he's not everybody's favorite right now, but like, he's a very buttoned up quarterback. Mm-hmm. And can you imagine if the Eagles would have taken him, and then, you know, Shedeur Sanders and his film crew, you know, and his social media stuff, his entourage was everywhere. Yeah. They'd be like, dude, learn a little humility, homie.
You know who he is? He reminds me a lot of Lonzo and LaMelo Ball.
Of course, yes.
Because Lonzo Ball's dad was trying to micromanage his kid.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's pressure enough just to be Deion Sanders' son.
Yeah.
Same thing with Charlie Woods.
Yeah.
Like, your dad's Tiger Woods.
Yeah.
Nothing you do in life is going to eclipse what he accomplished on the course.
Yeah.
And then it's bad enough then when your dad becomes one of these do-good daddies who thinks your kid is the next great. I mean, you got a better chance of winning Powerball.
And can you imagine, too, if Deion Sanders doesn't like, let's just say the Eagles drafted him. They didn't, he didn't like that his son wasn't playing, so he uses his press conference at Colorado State to smash the Eagles and be like, they wouldn't be doing this if my son was playing.
Oh, could you imagine that?
Nobody wants that.
Dang. That's the content they dream of down the hall.
Especially the Browns.
Yes, indeed.
Well, no, maybe the Browns do. Dawn mentioned Ivanka Trump.
Yes.
There's a video. This is 28, Phil. There's a video of her son Theo playing football and running races with Saquon. Get on over to YouTube to see this video, because this is a visual. Nick, if you want to describe it, roll it.
Go, go, go! He throws.
Look at that.
It's arm.
That's an arm.
It's Barkley.
Do we know how old he is? Dawn?
Her son Theo?
I'm sure you do.
I thought he was 12.
Have his birthday memorized.
See. Ivanka's 43.
Yeah. Well, that has nothing to do with it.
It looks like about a 12-year-old, yeah. Probably had him when she was 30.
How would you know that?
Who?
You.
Me?
She didn't have him when she was 30.
I just looked up, I just Googled Ivanka. She was born October 30th of 81.
Theo's 8? He is tall for 8.
That's a tall 8-year-old, yeah.
It's her youngest child.
Yeah. Born well, how tall is Kushner? Is he tall?
He's tall.
Is he?
And she's tall too.
Yeah.
I'm telling you,
Saquon Barkley, by the way, looks a lot taller than what he's listed at.
Remember, she went to UPenn.
Yeah.
So my feeling is, you know, obviously I think her son is an Eagles fan and a Saquon fan, but I wonder, because she went to UPenn, if she's an Eagles fan.
How can you not be a Saquon fan? I mean, the dude is just, he's like...
My wife's cousin, Avery, went to high school with him.
Yeah.
Graduated same year. Both went to Penn State together.
Look at him running.
Yeah.
By the way, wow.
If you're Kushner, you a little concerned about Ivanka?
Stop.
Eli Ricks is DMing her on Instagram.
Well, I mean, there's
Saquon Barkley has got a good relationship with her.
Apparently, there's some issues with Saquon's wife, right? She's
Do you want to carve out a little time for that?
Sure.
You want to do that a little bit later? We'll tease that.
Sure.
I don't like the fact that people. Here's the tease for everybody out there, folks. Drudging up old stuff on social media. We'll get into that. And by the way, George checks in. I knew this would happen. Flacco is from Audubon, New Jersey. He went to college at Delaware. Yes, he was a Blue Hen. Thanks for the fact check, George.
You say dredging up old things.
You don't think you like that?
You use the N-word?
From 8 years ago when you were 14 or however old she was? 15?
So this is Saquon Barkley's fiance, baby mama?
Yes.
And her verbiage back in the day.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of when you go back and
I'm not either.
Rip somebody for what they said when they were a minor.
She was.
This was 2012.
She was 14 when she said this.
Well, let me see how old she is now. She's dating Saquon. How old Saquon Barkley? 27, 28.
Yeah.
So that was 13 years ago. I mean, if she, let's just say she's in her late 20s now. If you're talking about something that, I mean, if my 14, when I was 14 in 1998, if somebody went back and started broadcasting what I did as a 14-year-old.
Agreed.
I'd be like, well, what are you trying to accomplish
agreed
here?
Agreed on all that.
You think you're going to get me canceled?
Agreed on
you're
going
to get me fired?
Yeah.
It's just so weak. And by the way, it's coming from BSO, which is Black Sports Online, which is a website owned by Robert Little, who is a California-based reporter. And he does a lot of this kind of aha, gotcha type stuff. And to me, it sounds like a guy who is... Now, I don't know if he did it himself or it was dug up by somebody else and he's just resharing it. But I think there's a lot of animosity towards Saquon Barkley, black man... Votes for we shouldn't say that. We don't know that he voted for Trump. He's got no problem being around Trump in public. I don't want to say he's a Republican and a Trump voter if he's not. But he obviously is cool riding Air Force One, being at Bedminster. And so I would imagine that Robert Little and Black Sports Online does not like that Saquon Barkley is perceived to be a MAGA guy. And oh, by the way, dates a white chick who said the N-word on social media way back in 2012.
I will say that this surfaced right before the Super Bowl. So this first surfaced in February.
The first Super Bowl? Or this one?
No, February. Looking at a story dated February 7th of 2025.
Okay.
So it did surface then, but now more... I think they're revealing more.
I mean, that's the equivalent of somebody like our buddy Mike, who just was a great donor, and he wouldn't do this. And he was busting Stalker's chops of love the cut sheet, but don't like when you're playing the contrarian role. That'd be like somebody saying, hey, Stalker, I found out what you did in Bangor in 1999. Ooh. I don't think you should be the brand manager.
Sorry about that.
Odyssey, I think you need to fire this guy. Seriously?
They might be onto something.
And these are the same people out there. See, this is what really pisses me off. This is the same group of people that are totally on board with no cash bail, letting people out on out of prison after 42 prior arrests. Yet you're going to try to go back and grab a screenshot of somebody's tweet from 2012 when they were in ninth grade? Get out of here with that crap.
I don't know what I'm not sure if she was quoting songs. You know what I mean? But here's the thing. If you are African American, you can get away with saying the N-word as a term of endearment, just like rap stars do all the time.
She is quoting the Kanye West song.
Right?
I'm not saying she's a gold digger, but she's not messing with no broke.
Blah, blah, blah. So, but still, it doesn't matter. If you are a white girl or a white boy and you like that music, just shut it. You can't. And look, they're calling her a racist.
Mm-hmm. And she's using it without the ER. She's using A on the end.
But still, that's the truth.
But that is also a term that is thrown around in certain urban communities by people of all races that grow up in tough areas. And sometimes white people are granted permission by the black community to use that word.
Nope.
Yes, they are.
Nope.
I
do not have permission.
I had permission to use it when I was in high school.
You might have had permission. You might have had permission.
I didn't.
But you didn't.
Because
you're smart.
I don't talk like that.
Right.
I just drop F-bombs like Democrats for 2028.
Yeah. I don't think, look, obviously she's not a racist person. I'm not saying that.
Right.
But it's one of those things where you can't.
Well, I mean, although there's probably going to be people like Joy Reid or Don Lemon that will try to say she's racist, even though she's dating and has a baby with a black man.
They're engaged.
I love this stuff, by the way. I love when sports and politics and cultural issues all jump into the pool together in a nice melting pot. I love it. Because I know they can't talk about it in sports, and they want to. And we can.
Yeah, but they're calling her, they're saying she's making extremely racist comments. That's you know, that's what's online.
Her name is Anna Congdon.
Congdon.
Chris Eppolito wants to know if they offer permission in writing.
Yeah.
Trust me. Nope. If you're a white person that's ever had a black friend or a group of black friends in rough areas, if they know that you're not, quote, racist,
nope.
Sometimes you are permitted and they will nope. say, he's one of us.
Nope. Don't. I'm telling you, I've had this conversation for years.
I lived it. What are you telling me? I lived it.
I'm telling you, no. The answer is can't do it. And Nick, if it because you're smart, and even though you might have had permission, you didn't. But if it always comes back
to
bite you.
I never felt comfortable using that language.
Good.
Trust me. Now you have a potty mouth.
It's one of those things that you just, even if somebody is absolutely, you know, not a racist person, and even though it's not fair. It's not fair that every football team working out has, you know, the N-word spewing out with the P-word, with every, you know what I mean, while they're working out or whatever. But you can't.
Which I've never understood how you can work out to hip. I can't work out to hip-hop music.
They all do, though.
And I grew up liking, like, old-school hip-hop, mm-hmm. like, you know, Jay-Z back in the day, or, you know, Biggie and things like that. I need rock music. And trust me, I'm no rock aficionado. That's Stalker and Phil's Lane. But I need hardcore heavy metal when I'm at the gym. Can't do it to hip-hop. Just doesn't get me going in that regard. Stalker, okay.
Greg,
yeah, no.
Greg, do you ever work out to rap?
I thought maybe you took too much Benadryl.
No, this is great. This is great radio. I'm just gonna sit back and let you two argue about this.
I've had since my stepson, and moving forward to now, I'm like, I have to tell them, you do not have freedom of speech in my house. So they can say, yes, we have permission to say, no, you don't have, no. You
oh,
don't
yeah.
have permission.
No, I agree with you in your house. Absolutely.
No. Just in general, it will ruin you. We're talking about college right now. Look at this young woman. She just had a baby with a man she's in love with. And because when she was basically a younger teenager, she was quoting Kanye or whatever rap songs, and legit, so-called legit mainstream media are saying Saquon Barkley's fiance making extremely racist comments. Those are the headlines right now.
I mean, how do we know that she didn't grow up in the rough area? How do we know that she's not from the hood?
I'm not disputing what you're saying.
She could be from the west end of Allentown.
I'm just...
rough spots.
I'm not disputing, you know, the spirit within which you're saying this.
Right.
I'm simply
okay.
saying, if you are a white person in America, or even a light-skinned person in America, you can't.
Okay.
You think you can, you think you have permission, you can't.
Dawn scares me, so I'm just going to agree with her now. I've tried to make my case, but she's pulled out the gavel.
No, I mean, you're not, in the spirit of what you're saying, Nick, I'm not disputing that, but what I'm saying at the end of the day is, you'll be crucified in so-called mainstream media.
Here's what I actually find a little bit more fascinating. You said no free speech in your house.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to say, you don't have to answer this, or you don't have to give the specifics. Are your boys on social media, or do you not permit that?
They don't. Teenagers, right? Nobody's on social media. I mean, unless you're counting Insta, but even then.
That's what I mean. Like Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat, TikTok, Twitter. Are your boys on any of them?
They're not Snapchat. They go back and forth, but they're not. Teenagers are not into social media.
Really? Like,
and that's just it. It's all generational, and it's all changing so quickly. So that's just it. When you talk about presidential elections, so you think, oh, well, Republicans, Trump, because of Barron and whatever, he went to the next generation. But by the next presidential election, or maybe even the midterms, it'll be something different. That's how fast it's all changing.
Would you permit your boys to be on social media sharing political views?
Sure.
Would you?
But they're not on social media.
Oh. Wow.
That age group. They're just, you know what I mean?
Wait, 18-year-olds are not on social media?
18.
Wait, how old are your boys?
So
you have one in college, right?
One, yeah, but none. They're not, and even 13-year-olds are not on. I mean, anybody in high school, middle school, college,
yeah,
or just the first few years of college, they're not on social media.
So my 10-year-old girls are on social media, which is a bad job out of me and
bad job.
But
my wife,
are they on TikTok? They're
TikTok.
Well,
I consider it all social media. Yeah, they're on. They do their stupid dances on TikTok.
Yeah, maybe girls are more I don't know. Okay. I think guys.
I would have figured that 18 to 22 year old, that younger Gen Z conservative leaning men would be on X nowadays.
Nope.
All right. Oh, you know better than me. You got the boys. I only crank out girls.
And even Insta. I think they use Insta maybe to meet girls. You know,
I've seen a select few high school athletes from my alma mater, Easton, with that they're on social media, but they use it to post their highlight tapes.
Yeah, and that's
for
their
colleges
parents.
For like recruiting.
Their parents did that,
which is weird too, because they also put their phone number.
Yeah.
in their bio.
And that's what they all do.
Wow. I'm not posting my phone number.
But I guarantee you that their parents put that together.
Okay. Yeah.
Can we go back to the cut sheet?
Okay, sorry.
Yeah, thank sure.
You. Thank you.
Sorry. Sorry, sir.
Dawn and I were having a moment.
I know.
We're having a moment, sir.
Coffee talk.
Talk amongst yourselves.
Linda Richmond.
Greg Stocka take a sponge bath?
Can we do this? This is cut four. So this woman, I love, by the way, I will always watch, and that's the reason I always pull them for the cut sheet, because I'm fascinated, probably so I assume everybody else is too. Body cam footage is amazing to me. Mm-hmm. And this officer, I'm not really sure where this was, but this police officer pulled over this woman for speeding. He asked her to roll down her window. License and registration, right? Mm-hmm. She gives him the hardest time. And he asks politely many times, if you don't do this, I'm going to break the glass. So you're either going to roll down the window or I'm going to break the glass.
Oh, wow.
And he breaks the glass.
Good.
But the level of like combativeness by this woman mm-hmm. is just out of control. Mm-hmm. I think she was looking to, because she's a black woman.
Okay.
So I'm assuming the officer was white. So I think she was looking to like have a viral race moment here.
Everybody wants to be George Floyd.
YouTube.com/@1210WPHT to watch these videos. Roll it.
Driver's license and insurance. I don't understand why I was being pulled over. Can you show me the speed I was doing?
Hey, you're 153 and a 35.
Can you show me? Yeah. I'm asking you to show me.
Be on the camera for court.
I know, but I want to see the camera now.
I can't do that.
Can I see your? Can I speak to your supervisor?
Sure. Give your driver's license and insurance.
Hey, hey, speak to your supervisor.
What are you at a Chipotle? What is this, Walmart? Let me speak to your boss,
Karen.
Yeah, is your district manager here? I need a receipt. I love how they just make up the rules on the fly because you got busted.
Is it out of line to ask for to see the camera?
No, I've been told by law enforcement always ask to see it. Because
and they can do it. They can show it.
They're supposed to show you
at the moment during the pullover.
Yep.
So like if they have a gun, like one of those speeding guns, they show you. They can show you.
I didn't know. You are supposed to ask. Can I see it?
Okay. So she's not wrong here. Then
she's not wrong. It's she's being snippy.
Yeah.
And she's not really being respectful, so I would advise be respectful.
But the request is well within her rights.
But you can...
Okay.
Because if there are two numbers, what you say is, officer, I know that, you know, usually the larger vehicle is the one it picks up. So it was the other vehicle.
Oh, for God's sake.
They usually have two speeds.
That's ridiculous.
I've gotten, I'm telling you. Ridiculous.
You've gotten out of that because of that?
You're a Karen as well.
You weasel.
I'm not a Karen.
Denzlin, you weasel.
I'm just making my case. Like, but I mean, be nice. Be super respectful.
If you're
out of due respect, there are two speeds on there. How do you know which one's mine?
I have let me be perfectly clear. I have never gotten pulled over when I wasn't speeding. I was always speeding. So, like, yeah, you can say, oh, I didn't realize I was going that fast. You were going fast.
I have an admission to make then, either after this or now. It's up to you guys. You tell me.
Well, let's play. Phil, can you start it over? Because I do want to hear this.
Okay, so she's not wrong.
License and insurance.
Okay.
I don't understand why I was being pulled over. Can you show me the speed I was doing?
Hey, you're
153
and a
35. Can you show me? I'm asking you to show me.
Be on the camera for court.
I know, I want to see the camera now.
I can't do that.
Can I see your? Can I speak to your supervisor?
Oh, sure. Give your driver's license.
What is she looking?
I'm asking for a supervisor.
It looks like she's actually reading
an insurance.
What
I'm asking for a supervisor.
Okay. In the meantime, I need your driver's license.
I'm asking for a supervisor. Can I see a supervisor?
Sure.
You can either roll the window down or I will break it.
Are you going to provide your ID?
Are you serious?
Absolutely. Are you going to provide your ID?
For what? What did I do wrong?
Speeding. Speeding was the reason for the traffic stop. Are you going to provide your ID? Are you going to provide your ID? Okay. I've asked you several times. You refuse to answer. Are you going to step out of the vehicle? Are you going to step out of the vehicle? Okay, ma'am, you are now under arrest. You are under arrest for obstruction of official business and failing to provide your ID. Step out of the vehicle. Step out of the vehicle, or I will break the window. Step out of the vehicle, or I will break the window. Ma'am, I'm telling you one more time.
She's
step
like
out of the vehicle, or I'm going to break the window.
It.
Yep. Okay.
Wrong. Oh my God!
She's looking for a viral. She's looking for a viral moment.
Yeah,
yep. Hideous.
Yeah,
hideous human.
And even
a
if
hideous
you,
human. Yeah.
Even if you didn't speed, you were all asked to step out of the vehicle, and then you obstructed justice. So you did it twice. That's like the same people say, "Well, I'm just here illegally in the country." Yeah, you broke the law. You're here illegally. Arrest. Gone. Bye.
Yeah, I mean, first of all, so as a female, here's the weird backward part of this. As a female, you're allowed to ask for a female officer if you feel uncomfortable in any way. You can do that.
Was that a female officer?
Yes.
The first
but it was
one?
The first yeah. one. And the weird thing was she kind of slipped and said, I want a supervisor, I want a man.
Oh, did she say that?
She kind of,
no,
did she say, what did she say?
Manager, I think she meant manager.
Manager, okay,
well,
manager.
She got a dude and he broke the window.
So yeah. It was almost like she didn't want a female for her viral moment. Do you know what I mean? She'd rather have the scenario, the narrative of a white man.
Right.
So there's that going on. But I still think most officers, if you say off it really respectfully, can I please see that? I can't mm-hmm. believe I was going that fast. I mean, you're allowed to make your case respectfully, but the fact that she rolled down the window for the woman officer, now she's almost like poking the bear because when the supervisor who she asked for shows up, she won't roll down the window.
Yeah, let's
so like she's playing games.
Yeah, and let's also be honest. How many people actually stay under the speed limit or do precisely the speed limit? Think about it, no matter what the speed limit is.
Nobody.
It is very difficult to do that.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So be polite. You're basically making an appeal to that officer. Please, mm-hmm. can you give me a break here? Give me a lesser, ticket or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you're right. I don't think she's making a legit plea. She's just trying to have a viral moment, so she did not want a female officer.
Yeah.
She wants a white guy.
I mean, most of the time in a neighborhood, in a residential area, if it's 25, you're going through there at 32, 33. If it's 35, you're at 40. If you're on the interstate and it's 55, you're going 65. If it's 65, you're going 78. You're going with the flow of traffic. The only people that I see that adhere to the speed limit are Subaru drivers. They're the slow. They are the slowest jack munchers on the planet. Oh, just God Almighty! And my kid's an eighth grade honor student. Would you step on it, Flo? I want to get there before Sunday. I have an admission to make as well, but we have a police officer on the line.
Uh-oh.
I want to welcome in Sergeant Al. Sergeant Al is in Philadelphia of the Philadelphia Police Department. Hello, Sergeant Al.
Hey, good morning, everyone. How are you?
We are well, sir.
Okay.
All right. To Dawn's point, you can see the video footage at the conclusion of the stop, not during, because God knows what could happen in between that time. If you have a dash camera, I don't think they all collect speed. They just video.
Okay.
So showing someone their speed limit, it may not even be possible. But you know when you're speeding, when you're driving.
Of course.
You're not that naive.
Of course.
Yeah, and to your point, it's after you show your ID, you're nice to the officer, you're making sure that you're safely off the road. So somebody doesn't. But it's like you're making your case.
You can never be nice to, Dawn.
Let me ask.
It just doesn't matter.
Let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question, yeah. Sergeant. Be honest. We don't know you. What leeway do you give drivers?
If they're nice.
Nine miles over that. No. I mean, like pulling somebody over. So say it's a 65. They're going 75. You pulling them over?
You usually you get a 10 to 15 grace period, depending on the speed of traffic. The way I was trained when I came on the police department, now I came back in 1990, if everybody, if someone had all their proper like stuff, like license, owner's card, insurance, you don't want to hurt a working person. That's the last thing you want to do. You know, but some people just can't help themselves and talk them into a ticket. But that's the way I was taught. You know, everybody, you know, deserves a break. And if you have everything, you could be having a bad day. But some people just they're just ignorant.
Yeah,
right.
What do you make of the officer breaking the woman's window?
Well, did you see her reaction?
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
You wanted it, you got it.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, how many times, officer, do you have to repeat your command before you have to take action? And then the narrative in the social media recording everything era is the officer was out of line. I mean, you ask 7-8 times. This is not optional. This is not multiple choice. The guy, he gave a command, and she didn't adhere to it.
It's funny. They want to kind of change the law where they don't want us to have body cameras anymore because it's showing that we're pretty much right most of the time.
Yes, yes.
We have our moments, and they don't like it.
Do you get a lot of, when you pull people over, do you get a lot of people who start filming you? Like this woman?
Now you do.
Wow.
Now you do because of this. Because
oh, my God.
Before all social media got like this, I mean, they would try to sneak video footage of their phones, mm-hmm. but now they got, you know, with all this instantaneous video, now it's just a big thing.
Oh, yeah.
And you know when you pull somebody over, who's going to be your problem.
Right.
You know, 90% of your interaction is fine.
Yeah.
You know, especially just for minor traffic violations.
Yeah, I agree. Al, thank you so much for the insight and the call. Stay safe out there.
Thank you, sir.
All right, have a good day.
There he is, Sergeant Al. Out of nowhere.
Now, in Pennsylvania, it says there's no specific law here in Pennsylvania that mandates that you roll down your window for a traffic stop.
Mm.
So it's not as, that's what I'm reading on here. No specific law. But I thought it was the law.
Could you imagine Stalker as a police officer where the lady doesn't roll the window down and he pulls out the megaphone and starts shouting through the megaphone through the glass window? Roll down the window!
That'd be funny. But I think it. The only like
I'm asking you one more time, roll down the window.
I don't think it was on.
I'm asking you one more time, roll down the window. Roll down the effing window.
Firing squad. Do speeding tickets result in the firing squad, Stalker?
Absolutely.
In Stalker's world.
Absolutely.
Yeah. By the way, so 10 to 15 mile an hour grace, huh? I never seem to catch those breaks.
I never do.
Or 10. I've always heard 10%.
Yeah.
Well, he brings 10%. Up a good point, the flow of traffic.
Yeah.
Like, if there's a lot of traffic...
Then you're going
yes,
with the flow.
Yes, and you're going with the flow. They're not going to pull you over. Oh. But if you're out at 2 a.m., yeah. you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
circumstances, too. If you're out at 2 a.m., you're doing 75.
Yeah, they probably assume you might have had some
could
drinks.
Drinking,
absolutely,
yeah.
absolutely.
Do we have time for my admission, or do you want to do it on the other side?
No.
Confess. Right. Do confess.
So, this was... What's today? I'm losing track of days.
Tuesday.
It's Tuesday. So, Saturday. Saturday, I'm taking the dog across to this little spot that he finds very to his liking to relieve himself. And
did you clean it up?
Of course I did. Of course. I thought of you as soon as
Thank
he was squatting and the steamer was coming out. So my wife comes out and she's flipping through the mail from the mailbox and she's looking over at me. I'm like, geez, now what, right? So I come walking back over, and she goes, "You know, you ran a stop sign with a school bus."
Oh no!
I said, "No, I didn't." I said, "No, I did not." She goes, "Oh yeah," and she unfolds it, and it's, you know, triple folded, and it's got the front of my truck, the back of my truck, and then the school bus with the stop sign that pops out from the side, and I'm like, "Give me that thing." So I look at it, and I'm looking here, and it says. Whatever date it was 4:33 p.m. on Germantown Pike. And I said, well, that would have been when I was taking the girls to dance out in Collegeville. And when I pick up the girls during bad weather at the bus stop, I'm always that guy that's, as I see the bus getting ready to pull in, waiting for anybody that's in an impatient mode and in a hurry to jet around the bus before it comes to a stop because they can't wait for the stop sign to come out and all the kiddies to get off. So I was like, I'm going to contest this. It's over $300.
It should be.
And it should be, although I don't think I ran through it once mm-hmm. it was stopped. I'm wondering if maybe it was coming to a stop, and it was getting ready for the bus driver to, you know, put that little button.
No, the red lights go up, or the yellow lights go up first, and then the arm comes out. Yeah, you're wrong, Kale.
You're like the third person who's told me this in Montgomery County.
Yes.
There's something where...
And the buses have cameras now.
Yeah, the buses all have cameras, but there's something where, let's say the lights are just coming on, or they're not just on yet. So maybe, because this is a relatively new technology, but you're the third person within the last month that had this.
I feel like this is a money grab. And to me, it was like, okay, I tried to explain my defense to my wife, and I said, it's like going through a yellow light. You know the red's coming. I said, at worst case scenario, I went through the yellow light. And this crab apple might be the lady that was from Ohio.
Do you hear me?
She might have been driving that bus, and they nailed me.
Dude, I'm telling you, I'm always cautious with buses.
Well, so am I.
And every time there's even an inkling they're going to stop, I will stop.
Yes, because if you hit a kid, I think you should get the firing squad.
Of course, but the thing about it is, sometimes they put on, before they put the stop out, sometimes they put on, they flash. Even when they're like turning or they're doing something else. So until you see that the stop thing go out, sometimes it's almost like when they go over tracks. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They do their four-way flash or whatever. So I think there is, it's not clear that, oh, wait a minute, they're actually stopping.
Mm.
And you're in a different lane, obviously.
Yeah.
If I were you, I would take it. Because were your girls on the bus?
No. Well, no. My girls were in my vehicle.
Pick them up.
Yeah, they get off the bus around 3:45, 3:50 each day. We leave at 4:30 to get to dance by 5 by taking Germantown Pike to Collegeville I was literally maybe a half mile up the road on Germantown Pike between Bluebell and East Norridan. And I got nailed.
Yep.
Well, Dave in South Carolina brings up a point. Like, what buses are still running at 4:30?
Oh, they are. Yes. Unfortunately, some of these kids are on the bus for an hour.
Steven is saying on Twitter it's a license suspension, too.
Yes.
Well, I would fight it just because, I would just say the truth. Your Honor, I have little girls. My girls were in, you know, if I saw that stop, I would definitely stop.
Oh, and they try to show the receipts, too. They've got the picture of the front of my truck. They've got the back with the license plate. They've got the time. I mean, this thing is, you talk about a surveillance state.
But is there an image of the bus with the stop thing out?
I actually my wife is going to send me a picture of it now. I'll kind of relay it over the radio to you. I don't want to post it because it's got my license plate and personal information. There's enough sickos out there. If it was $100, I would just pay it.
Bro, I'm telling you, man. I'm not saying
you're gonna give me the day off to go to court and fight it.
No, I'm telling you that.
Can I expense this?
You need to. Whenever there's an inkling that a bus is about to stop, you need to stop.
That's what they want to do here.
Yeah,
but it's not always clear. You're gonna end up paying the $300, but you're gonna go to court to say, look, I'll pay the fine. I understand, but. You know, give me the benefit of the doubt because they can lessen. The offense because of what Greg's saying, because you don't want a license suspension. Do you know what I mean?
I'd have to do the show from home.
Oh my God. We'd have
to. Or New York City.
I'll
or
be
the
picking
White House.
Nick up.
If you lose your license, what are we going to do?
Oh my God.
You have two drive time hosts that don't come into the studio.
Oh my Lord. Dude, I'm telling you, man, like, don't mess around with those buses.
That's what they want.
The thing is, I wasn't.
But they're making it so that it seems
very nitpicky.
I think what they're saying is once those four-way flasher things, the red things go, that's when they want you to stop because then the stop comes out. You know, there's not like a reaction time.
Yeah.
It's almost like they need something different to cue you.
Yeah, I know. I'm not Saquon Barkley. My feet don't operate that quick.
I got to tell you guys, I am so cautious about this. There was a bus so I was going to make a right turn. And there was a bus like right, you know, probably maybe 500 feet in front of me. And I was like, I'm not even going to make this right turn until that stop sign goes. Like, I wasn't going to pass the bus, but I wasn't even going to make a right turn in front of the bus.
Mm-hmm.
because I don't want to get, you know, jammed up with that stuff.
All right, my wife just sent me a picture of the notice of violation. God, it's blurry. Where did she shoot this? From Pluto?
Jesus. You're going to end up paying, I hate to tell you, you're going to end up paying the $300, but they might have mercy on you and lessen what it says on there that you did.
Yeah, it says notice of violation, Commonwealth of Pennsylvania School Bus Safety Program. Notice date 4/21/25. The violation occurred on April 9th at 4:33 p.m. Germantown Pike, the West Germantown Pike. $300 if you plead guilty, mail check, the whole bit. And then, yeah, it's got my front of my truck with the full street, both sides of the yard. Then it's got the back of my truck with my license plate and my my Trump sticker. And then it's got the...
That's why they pulled you over.
Yeah, right?
They realized that was a deplorable. This is a liberal school bus driver, folks. I knew I was under attack.
But the bus driver doesn't control it, do they?
Well, it's apparently the one with the... I mean, they have the camera. So I this was not photographed by a cop. This is photographed by... here's the website where you go pay it. You guys can all look at it yourself. I mean, not this specific violation, but the website is alertbus.com.
But isn't it like automated, just like EasyPass would photograph your license
plate? Yes, that's what the pictures look like, precisely. If you run the EasyPass and don't pay, yep, it's exactly what it looks like. By the way, we're very big in the bus driver community.
Let's see. Everybody who's on hold, stay there. We just have to take a really quick break.
Yeah, I want to talk to cops and bus drivers when we come back.
Yep.
Cops and bus drivers, nobody else. I don't care. No other professions. Cops and bus drivers.
Everybody stay there.
Yeah, stay there.
Hold your horses. We're back after this.
We got to talk about my friends at Piazza Premium Automobiles, featuring the latest luxury vehicles from today's top brands. I'm talking about Mercedes-Benz, Jaguar, Land Rover, BMW, Porsche, Alfa Romeo, Maserati, and more. These models with such sleek new designs and innovative features powered by the very latest in technology. And right now, Piazza has thousands of new as well as certified pre-owned vehicles available across their Pennsylvania, Delaware, and New Jersey dealerships. Piazza Premium Automobiles stands out. Visit them, PiazzaPremiumAutos.com, P-I-A-Z-Z-A, PiazzaPremiumAutos.com. Tell them Dawn sent you.
Start your day with Kale and Company, weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.